This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Nothing new from the NFL. No updates from the Buffalo Bills. Come on in. Final hour. Dan and the Danettes. Dan Patrick Show. We get an update on DeMar Hamlin. We will pass that on to you. Right now, sedated in critical condition. His heartbeat was restored on the field and transferred to the UC Medical Center for further testing and treatment. Currently sedated and listed in critical condition. That's the last update that we have on from the Buffalo Bills. We've talked about the contingency plans as we move forward. What's the NFL do with the Buffalo Bills and the Cincinnati Bengals? Do they just play 16 games this year? Do you factor in winning percentage when it comes to the playoff seeds? I know there's the sensitivity level, but you know my job is to cover all of this. And it's not only the health of this 24-year-old defensive back, but also as you move forward, games this weekend. Buffalo Bills off today, and Stephon Diggs was at the hospital last night. I don't know if he's still in Cincinnati. You got practice on Wednesday. Then you got the Patriots game coming up. What do you do with the Bengals? Can you play that game? Should you play that game? But we'll wait and see. They're going to have to make an announcement here probably pretty soon. But if this is September, you can navigate. You can manipulate the schedule a little bit to maybe reschedule this game. But here we are. 6 days away for the end of the regular season, and you're running out of time, running out of space. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp, danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at dpshow. If we don't have any further updates, I'm going to bring back something we had in the first hour, an interview with Joe Daneman. He is a sports anchor in Cincinnati at Fox 19. He was there on the sidelines and really provided a wonderful update there, and we'll bring that back. He saw what we were trying to see, or we couldn't see, and trying to figure out, were the players told that they had 5 minutes to get ready to come back at any point in the evening? Were they told that? Because I can't imagine. If I'm the NFL and I just saw what those faces look like, there's no way I can say, hey, get it together. You got 5 minutes. Get back out there. And the only reason why I keep bringing this up is, there's a disconnect between the NFL and what ESPN was reporting, because Joe Buck told us four different times about the players getting 5 minutes to get ready to come back out. Troy Vincent, who works for the commissioner, said that's not true. I just don't know how the NFL can say, after they have a press conference after this, when the game is canceled, that somebody didn't call ESPN and say, tell Joe that's not true. I don't understand. If you know that he's saying this, and he said it a couple of times, did somebody call? Or why wouldn't you call just to say, no, that's not true? Because it makes the NFL look like they're totally insensitive. They're callous to what happened. Hey, you got injured, get in the ambulance, and let's play some football here. I haven't heard anybody reporting on this, but other than what we had last night, there was a conference call with the NFL, and You also had what Joe said during the game, trying to figure this out. And the NFL said, no, it's absolutely not true. That we did not say, you got 5 minutes to get ready. And Joe said that four different times. Yeah, Pauline.
As I've been thinking about it here, because it's, you know, you could always picture a possible miscommunication, because it appeared that the officials on the field were discussing verbally with both coaches. And I wonder if they went to the coaches and, you know, a throwaway line, hey, take 5 minutes here, or take 5 minutes. You know, maybe it was one of the things where the referees went to the two coaches, like, hey, let's take 5 minutes here and see what's going on. And that maybe got misconstrued, picked up by a sideline producer or host and brought up to Joe.
Yeah, but the NFL should still have said to Joe Buck,
sure,
Joe, it's not true. I mean, that's your broadcast partner.
They also could have been engaged with, you know, all the other logistics.
No, that's misinformation.
Sure.
Misinformation. I mean, I want to be fair to both sides here, but I'm watching going, there is no way you can ask them to go back out and play a football game. But that's what the appearance is, and that's what I was trying to find out. We'll give you updates when we get updates on his condition, but as of right now, that's all we have. And it's been about 11 hours since the last update there. Hope for the best. Certainly, by all accounts, seems like a wonderful man, 24 years of age, in his second year. And, you know, you start to think of all these different scenarios. You know, I'm watching, and so many things came to mind. Hank Gathers, when he died. And I said before, I was working SportsCenter that night. And he dies right in front of you on video. Now, we didn't have the game live. We had video there. We had a freelancer who was shooting the game, getting us highlights. And loyal to Marymount, Hank Gathers, very famous. That's 32 years ago. And he had an issue earlier in the year, had to take medication, but he was cleared to play. And you see this footage where a man is dying right in front of you. Because he goes up for a dunk, walks back, collapses. They didn't have a defibrillator there. And I don't know how many medical people they had back then. And he's dying right there in front of you. And it hit me hard last night as I'm watching. I'm wondering, am I watching somebody die again? And when they started doing CPR, and I was thinking, this doesn't happen. And then you saw the players, and then the ambulance, and then the ambulance stayed there. And I thought, oh, my God, is he dying right there? And then leaving the field, what do you do if you're a player? The Buffalo players stayed, reportedly, in the locker room till around 12:30. Now, I don't know if you're waiting word from the NFL. Was there a possibility of playing the game today, tonight? I don't know if he was okay. I have no idea. You know, there's very little information that's come out so far. But those are some of the questions that I had as I'm watching this. But you're watching somebody right in front of you. And I could not forget about Hank Gathers. He died right there in front of us. And you're trying to find information. How's that happen? But he had a medical condition. I don't know if there was any, you know, pre-existing conditions for Damar Hamlin. So far, there's none. And it looked like a tackle that happens anywhere, anytime. You know, could be high school, could be college, pros. Wasn't violent. He jumped back up and then fell back down. A cardiac arrest. But the NFL going to have to make some decisions coming up. And it's not easy, you know. As I said starting the show, this is an imperfect situation where you're just not quite sure, but you're trying to cover it the best you can with the sensitivity it deserves. But you also have to look at what is a bigger picture here with the NFL as they move forward. There'll be football this weekend. There'll be football this weekend. Is there a game Thursday night?
I don't think in this week there is one.
Everything is scheduled for Sunday.
Okay, okay. Is it Sunday and then the Patriots play the Bills? Is that, I know that the Lions and the Packers are the Sunday night game. Yeah, Marv.
There's Saturday games also.
Okay, all right. But yeah, we're 6 days away from the end of the regular season. A couple other things that happened. Yeah, Paulie.
Yeah, Saturday, they announced it yesterday that they're going to have Saturday games. 4:30 p.m. Eastern, Chiefs at Raiders Saturday. 8:15 p.m. Eastern, Titans at Jaguars. Then the entire slate, rest of the slate is on Sunday.
And Buffalo plays New England. Is that a 1 o'clock start on Sunday?
That's correct.
Okay.
And then the flex game is 8:20 p.m. Eastern, Lions at Packers. So the Lions and Packers will know the result of the Rams-Seahawks games because the Seahawks are still in the mix when they play each other on Sunday night.
And there's a chance Tua is not going to play for the Dolphins in the game against the Jets. And it's a must-win situation for them. They were 8-3 at one point. He was an MVP candidate, and he's not practicing right now. Some of the other items, bowl season, Tulane with a win over USC in dramatic fashion. And you had the Rose Bowl last night, Penn State with a couple of big plays, long plays, beating Utah. And Mississippi State covering against Illinois. He also had basketball with Donovan Mitchell scoring 71 against the Bulls. That's one of those, oh, by the way, that would be one of the leads today when you think about it. Somebody scored 71 and joins a pretty exclusive category there of players who've scored at least 70. I was wondering, he also had 11 assists. That's the most assists by a player scoring at least 70 points since 1982-83. He had 11. Devin Booker, when he scored 70, had 6. David Robinson had 5. When Kobe had 81, he had 2 assists. Yeah, Paul.
I kind of like to know the opposite stat on that one. Has anyone, I'm sure they have, had a 50-point game with no assists?
Wilt had a 70-point game with no assists.
Hey, the job is to get to the best player,
yes.
Right?
So Wilt, let's see, he's had 70-point games where he's had assist totals 1, 1, and 0. All right. He had a job to do. He did it. But Mitchell accounted for 99 points last night. Yes, Tom?
I could see you passing early in the game, but once you're at the 60-plus mark, you probably think, you know what, I think I'll just...
Yeah, I'm going to take it from here. Yes, Eaton.
Doesn't have anything to do with assists, but Steven Adams, I think it was, had a funny quote the other day. He had, like, I don't know, 17 rebounds in a game, or just like a ton of rebounds, and they were asking him about it, and he was just like, well, my teammates can't shoot, so they just kept missing shots, and I just kept collecting the ball.
Yeah. That's why you look at those rebound totals from back in the 50s or 60s or 70s. Look at the field goal percentages. They didn't shoot a very good percentage.
Is that the reason?
Yeah. Yeah. I think Bob Cousy shot 40% from the floor in his entire career. That's why when Jerry West came along, if you watch basketball prior to Jerry West, and then when Jerry West started taking his jump shots, you're like, that guy's playing a different game than those guys. It'd be like a set shot, you know?
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
Dan, who's like the first guy you remember being a deep shooter? Was it Maravich or other? Like where it's before the three-point line, so there's no reason to shoot deep. Do you remember some guys being deep shooters?
Rick Mount played at Purdue, wasn't a good pro, went to the ABA. Bill Melchione, Louis Dampier, they played in the ABA where he had the three-point shot. They were great deep shooters. Bo Lamar of Southwest Louisiana led the nation in scoring, was one of the great deep shooters. Joey Hassett, I think his nickname was Sonar. What a great nickname. Like when you're Sonar, you can shoot. I think Joey Hassett was Sonar. Yeah, Paul.
I remember we were doing an interview. This might be my all-time favorite interview on the show. We had Larry Bird on about 8 years ago. And you asked him, let's discuss the greatest deep shooters in the game. Are you in that conversation? He goes, yep. He just said, yep.
And well, I also asked him, when did you start to get the green light? Sixth grade. So in sixth grade, Bird had the green light to shoot whenever he wanted to shoot. John in Texas joins us. Hi, John. What's on your mind today?
Hi. Good. I just wanted to go back to what Mike Florio had said about this being the real-time precedent for the NFL to deal with this, with a death on the field. And, of course, we hope he did not die, but he did for a moment at least die on the field. But for years, we've been hearing that this is the NFL's worst nightmare. Why is it that there is not, in case of emergency, break glass type of clause figured out somewhere for if this does happen, so that they have an immediate decision to make.
Well, I think it did happen, John. I mean, they moved pretty fast. It was pretty fluid. It may not have been reported in a way that seemed fluid because they were trying to gather information. I don't know where the commissioner was. I don't know if he was at the game. I don't know if he was at home. Was he in his man cave? I don't think they all gather on a Monday night, sit around and have wings and beer and go, let's watch the game together, guys. I still go back to somebody need to be in communication with ESPN to help Joe Buck understand what was going on the field. Whoever told him, the NFL should have helped that person because that was misinformation. Because my immediate reaction is, oh, my God, has the NFL not learned? And then I saw guys who were warming up, and I thought, man, maybe that's real, that they're telling you got 5 minutes. And it just felt like let's get this guy off the field and let's play some football. And I thought, God, are we that callous? Because maybe we just accept that. We're like, yeah, okay. Man, thoughts and prayers. That's all I hear. Thoughts and prayers up. You know, a little bit of applause there when he went off the field. And I'm going, oh my God, no football. And Booger McFarland was the first to say, no, there's no football. They're not playing football. Yes, Eden.
I wonder if there's anything left over from, I don't know, a year or two ago in COVID when games were getting canceled. If there's some type of protocol in place just from what they learned during that time frame or to see how to reschedule this game.
Yeah.
If that's where they're leaning back to, you know.
And Florio brought up something I had not heard from anybody, and that is, do you take winning percentage now? And you only play 16 games if you're the Bengals and the Bills. Or can you take away the 2 weeks from the NFC and AFC title games to the Super Bowl and make it only 1 week in between? And maybe you allow the Bengals and Bills to play a game. Everybody is going to get basically the same amount of rest except for the Bengals and Bills because they would have to play another week. I don't know. Thankfully, I don't have to figure this out. Yeah, Paul.
If you go back to 2020 or the first COVID year, they had COVID postponements almost every week. As late as week 15, three games were postponed. That said, the NFL got every single game in that year. At some point, they got them in.
All right, let me take a break. We'll come back. A few other things to look at. Also, you've got some interesting situations for teams coming up this weekend. Playing to win. Who plays? Who doesn't play? Draft picks, quarterbacks. You know, you can't help but watch Caleb Williams with USC and go, I wonder where he would be in this year's draft. We always love the quarterback who is not eligible for this draft. Like, man, Caleb Williams. I'm like, Bryce Young's pretty good. Just CJ Stroud looked pretty good. We'll take a break back after this. TireRack.com loves tires. They love them, and they've loved them for 40 years now. Longer than that. They've been doing it since 1979. They've been finding the right tires for people, what you drive, how you drive, where you drive. Team of experts, the knowledge, and more importantly, they have the passion to help every driver. And it's just a phone call or click away. They have a tire decision guide. Answer a few questions. You get a personalized tire recommendation in 2 minutes or less. And they sell only the best brands there. Kumho Exta Tire, the all-season Krugen lineup. They've got everything you need. Ratings, reviews, test results. Plus, how about this? In many areas, they even offer mobile tire installation that comes to your home or your office. So you can be inside, and they can be changing your tires outside. Installation on your terms. Game changer. TireRack.com/Dan. That's TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Watching the bowl season, and you're seeing some of these quarterbacks, Bryce Young look wonderful. C.J. Stroud looked great in a losing effort. Caleb Williams not eligible for this year's draft. Will Levis did not play in Kentucky's bowl game. And then you start to wonder, these teams jockeying for position of who needs a quarterback. You got teams that are in position to take quarterbacks. Does Detroit take a quarterback? They got the Rams pick. Does Seattle take a quarterback? They got Denver's pick. The Chicago Bears, they can end up with the number two pick overall. Do they play Justin Fields against the Minnesota Vikings coming up this weekend? Or do you put in Nate Peterman? Yeah, Pauline.
I want to go back to Detroit for a second. They had the Rams pick at six, which they could probably get the third quarterback off the board. See, and I were just discussing it. They draft Hutchinson, who's almost an all-pro as a rookie. He's having an unbelievable season. Would you go quarterback or would you go, let me get the best defensive end and now I'll have a pass rush for a decade? Like if that were the choice, let's say Will Levis or the best available defensive end were available, off the top of your head, what would you do?
For what team?
For the Lions specifically with a sixth pick.
I think that's too early to tell if, you know, I've heard great things about Will Levis. I watched him play and I was like, okay. Like, I wasn't. Now, I've watched Caleb Williams and I've been blown away. And I've watched Bryce Young and I've been blown away. But Caleb's not available. C.J. Stroud looked wonderful in Ohio State's loss to Georgia. I worry about Ohio State quarterbacks because those receivers, that's the best receiving core that you'll have in America. But I, you know, if I'm looking at the Lions, they've had a really good year. Jared Goff has played great. He played great. Do I move on from him? Is it a fluke? Do I take a quarterback? Seattle all in. Geno Smith. I'd be all in if Geno says, hey, I'll take a two-year contract for $50 million. give me a sweet spot here, and we can keep this going. Do I want to spend $160 million on Geno Smith? No. If I'm the Bears, do I rest Justin Fields? Justin Fields, what is he, less than 100 yards away from breaking Lamar Jackson's single-season rushing record? He got sacked 6 times last week. You're not playing for anything. I don't know how that works. If Justin Fields wants to play, and then all of a sudden he's told, no, 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 you don't want to play. I don't? No, no, you don't. You could be locked in for the second pick overall. Now, they're not going to take a quarterback unless you make Justin Fields a tailback. I mean, maybe that's the idea. We're going to take Bryce Young, and Justin Fields is going to be our running back here. Yeah, Marv.
You caught me off guard because I was about to raise my hand to say something, but then I lost my train of thought. Forgive me.
Thank you, Marv. Yeah, Paul.
It appears on base of strength of schedule because that's how they settle the tiebreaker. If the Bears somehow won this weekend, they'd be 4-13. You know, Seattle, Arizona, Indy. Seattle and Arizona would still be in play to take over the second pick. But strength of schedule, Chicago could probably lose and keep it. Another interesting one is in the 10 spot, the Philadelphia Eagles have the Saints draft pick.
Mm-hmm.
So they're in good shape there. For
don't need a quarterback.
No.
Yes, Todd.
Now, you're hosting your division rivals that are leading the division, the Vikings. Does that have any play in it at all? You don't want to get your quarterback hurt in the last game, but you could end on a nice positive note and stick it to the first-place Vikings in your division.
I mean, it doesn't matter with the Vikings, right?
But they can't – their seed doesn't change?
No, if the Bears could stick it to the Packers, that's one thing. The Vikings? Nah. But if you got the number two pick overall –
it's been a long time since the Bears stuck it to anybody.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, they don't.
Oh, and Marv.
Except for their fans.
Marv has reclaimed his thoughts here.
Where would Caleb Williams go in the way too early draft?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He's going to be one of those guys where he's picked 10th next year when he would have been the first pick this year.
We love to give those comps. Now, I don't know if Caleb Williams next year is not the number one quarterback. I'd be shocked if he's not the number one quarterback.
We said that about Matt Leinart also.
Yeah, but
Locker.
But, you know, the thing is with Leinart chose to stay. Plus, he was surrounded by a whole lot of talent.
If I were Leinart, I'd still be at USC.
Yeah.
If I could have.
But Caleb Williams, it feels like that offense is Caleb Williams. Did they run a read option at the 1 yard line?
After the kick returner for USC fumbled the ball out of bounds and left it with a horrible, horrible play, and left the team with first down at the one, they ran a read option, and they were basically hesitating in the backfield as a two-lane lineman just flew in and crushed
them. What are you doing? That's where you run a quarterback sneak, right? But there were I'll go back to what I said yesterday. Give me the team that is thrilled to be at that bowl game. And you got that when you watch Tulane. That's the biggest game in Tulane football history. That's just another game, another bowl game for USC. And you know, they should have won it, but you allowed Tulane to stay in it. And they had a couple of unbelievable plays. And big surprise there. Yes, Marvin?
In those bowl games, like I always go back to Oklahoma, Boise State, do you think Boise State or do you think Oklahoma was like, we're playing Boise State? Like, we should be playing Alabama, USC, one of these big-time schools. Do you think USC fell victim to that?
Sure. I think it's – whether it's conscious or subconscious, where you go, okay. You know, Tulane knew that they had to play great to win that game, if they had any chance of winning that game. USC probably thought, Tulane? School won 2 games last year. But they teams get that momentum. They get, you know, now we got a chance to knock them off. Caleb Williams was wonderful, but you know that was all about Tulane. That was great to see. I had an interview with Joe Dannemann. He is a sports director for the Fox TV affiliate in Cincinnati, and I talked to him in the first hour. I thought it was so good on his part that I wanted to bring it back. Because he was there on the sidelines. He was there for, you know, got to witness all of this. And I started by asking where he was when the tackle took place on the sidelines.
So, Dan, I was on the sideline near the end zone, and when the tackle took place, you mentioned it, the medical staffs for the two teams. That was what was most alarming to me, was the urgency with which they hit the field. And, you know, we often see injuries on the field, but you don't see this kind of urgency from medical staffs. The way they ran to DeMar, the way they ripped open the medical equipment, the way they started working on him immediately. From my vantage point, I could see them doing chest compressions. And at that point, that's when you started to see the teams gather around him and you started to lose your vantage point to that. But they also administered an AED. They shocked him twice on the field. You talked about the process the NFL has and having AEDs on the field there. And that was part of the process they used. But what was striking to me was the reaction from the players. And look, whenever we see someone with a head injury or a spinal injury in the NFL, and that's part of the game, we understand that. We wait for some kind of positivity from the player or the players around them, maybe a thumbs up. We're all waiting for that kind of moment. When you saw players turn away and cover their face with their jerseys or cover their face with their hands, you knew right then this was different and something we had never experienced before.
Yeah, I'd mentioned that having been on the sidelines for a variety of things, I usually look at the players. The players will tell you if a player is seriously hurt. And that's when I knew that, you know, this was really, really serious. When did you start to get a sense of what was going to happen with the game itself?
Once they told the teams to go inside and they had not yet postponed it, at that point they had suspended it, you could see the reaction from the players that this was not a team equipped emotionally to go back on a field and play a football game within a few minutes. And to kind of give you an idea of what was happening, as the players walked back into the tunnel, Dan, towards their locker room, they could still see the ambulance that was waiting in the parking lot because they were waiting for DeMar's mother to make it down from the stands to ride with him to the University of Cincinnati Medical Center. So they could still see the ambulance he was in at the end of the tunnel before it left. And you could just tell from the looks on the faces and the emotion from the players, they were not going to play this game. Within a matter of minutes, Zach Taylor, the Bengals head coach, came over to their locker room to meet with Sean McDermott. The referees were there, and we had a good clue then that there was no way they were playing this game at that point.
Did you have any idea that who was making this decision? Because there's conflicting reports of the teams were told you got 5 minutes. Joe Buck said this, I think, four times on the broadcast. The NFL, Troy Vincent said, no, that was not the case. I didn't know what role the coaches, the captains played in this. Can you sort any of that out for us?
As far as what the NFL and their involvement, I can't. I can tell you the referees, Zach Taylor, Sean McDermott, and members of the front office for the Buffalo Bills were outside of the Bills locker room discussing this pretty quickly after the announcement of the suspension of the game. So to me, that was a signal that they were there amongst each other talking about this. Sean McDermott didn't last long in that meeting. He was out there very briefly, and then he went back inside the locker room to be with his team. But Zach Taylor, other members of the Bengals coaching staff were there with the referees discussing, obviously, deciding to postpone this game. But as far as the NFL's involvement in it, from where I was and my vantage point, I don't know how much involvement they had at that point.
How much confusion was going on?
Not much, quite honestly, okay. because there was – to me, the confusion was why was the ambulance still in the parking lot? Look, we had the player on the field for 9 minutes with the chest compressions and the AED and the players having to watch this. And a lot of times, Dan, you'll see guys go up to a player as they're leaving a field or being lifted into an ambulance or lifted up onto a stretcher, go up there and tap him and dap him up and make sure he's okay. And they know they have his support. Those guys were told to stay back. So that was different right there. But once they'd announced it, that the suspension of the game was going to happen, it was very organized. The guys went back into the locker room. Both teams stayed in their locker rooms for a long time. It wasn't until they announced the actual postponement of the game that we saw some of the Bengals players then make their way from the Bengals locker room down to the Bills locker room. That included team captains. That included Joe Burrow, who made his way to the Bills locker room. In fact, we saw Josh Allen then go to the Bengals locker room as well to meet with some of their players, because the Bills stayed in Cincinnati at Paycor Stadium for a long time. I mean, this happened in the 9 o'clock hour. They didn't leave. The buses didn't leave the stadium until 12:30. So those guys were there for a long time just to be around each other, to comfort each other in any way they could. And I think you see this fraternity of football players, right? Where, look, I'm sure there are Bengals players who played with him at some point, played against him or with him at some point in the pre-draft process. So I'm sure a lot of guys in the Bengals locker room knew him. Not only the Bills were feeling this, but the Bengals players as well.
any sense of how many Buffalo Bills players went to the hospital?
No, I know Stephon Diggs was the one player that was the high profile player that did go there. As far as outside of him, I don't know of other players that went to the hospital.
Any idea, or the Bengals have any idea of an update on what's going to happen with the possibility of playing this game, or how does it end?
Yeah, that's a great question. That's something right now that I've been told by the team will be handled by the league at this point. Obviously, it's a very unique situation because we all understood, and that's the weird part about this, Dan, was this was supposed to be the showcase of everything that's going great right here in Cincinnati now, with this football team playing great football, the Bills being the team that the Bengals are competing with, trying to get that number one seed. So you have this joy and excitement of what's happening on Monday Night Football, and then this happens, and it's this emotional dichotomy of joy and excitement to sadness and curiosity of what's happening. But as far as what's going to happen with the game at this point, we have not been given any information from the Cincinnati Bengals what they're going to do with this game against the Bills.
Do you think the Bengals expect the Bengals will show up for practice? Were they, or it was Tuesday going to be an off day for them?
Tuesday's a dark day for the Bengals. They don't show up for practice today. There was no scheduled media availability today. They were supposed to be back in the building tomorrow for practice. For normal media availability, that will be released later today. If they're going to change that, what they're going to do, because look, we obviously all are curious and worried and hopeful for DeMar, but at some point we have to figure out what's going to happen with the rest of this football season, because there's a lot of stuff on the line here with the Bengals and the Bills and the Chiefs and the AFC and going forward. I don't know how these guys handle this emotionally. I'll share another anecdote with you, Dan. We were outside of the Bengals locker room. They moved all the media out of the tunnels and away from the locker room. There is a second exit from the Bengals locker room, and we could see Bengals wide receiver T. Higgins. If you remember, he was involved with the play. He caught the pass. He was the guy that Hamlin was trying to tackle when he fell to the ground, popped up, and collapsed. And T's mom was there, and T's mom was waiting for him outside of the locker room. They shared an emotional moment, and he walked off. So, again, you know, it's not just the Bills dealing with this. There are Bengals players who have never seen anything like this before trying to deal with it as well.
Great job, Joe. Thank you.
You're welcome. No problem.
That's Joe Dannemann. He is the sports anchor in Cincinnati at Fox, the Fox affiliate there, and did a wonderful job kind of putting you on the field in the moment there. We still don't have any updates on DeMar Hamlin. He started a GoFundMe page. It's called Chasing M's, and it's a community toy drive. The original goal was $2,500. It's currently over $3.5 million.
Just a hair under four, as a matter of
fact. Oh, well. Well, that's the latest update?
Yeah.
Awesome. Brandon in California. Hi, Brandon.
Hi, Dan. Thanks for having me on the show.
Sure.
I'm a physical therapist in California here. I don't work on field with athletes. I did play college football. But I think one of the things that has to be discussed, obviously, I think people have done a great job recognizing just the excellence in the first responders and the medical staff to get him to the hospital. But more so than anything, I wanted to speak to some of what the players on the field probably witnessed. Obviously, I wasn't on the field yesterday. Yeah. Didn't see it because ESPN didn't show it. But normally, if CPR is going to be administered on a player, the jersey is going to be cut off. It's forcibly removed. The shoulder pads are cut off. And then the absolute violence of chest compressions to an AED, to having a helmet or a face mask removed with a drill to get it off quicker so that can be administered faster. It's incredibly violent. My hope is going forward, obviously, DeMar is okay. I pray for his family. But then also I hope and pray that these players who witness something as traumatic as that get the help that they need to make sure that they're ready and a good place mentally to be able to play again. And they're given that time to heal.
Thank you, Brandon. I don't know how you process that. Because you're watching Josh Allen and Joe Burrow, you know, they're commiserating. They're consoling, comforting each other. Like, what do you do? There's a lot of things that we do that there's no guidebook, handbook to say, this is how you do it. And that was certainly one of those last night. And as they move forward, I mean, hopefully their teammate is going to stay alive. They don't even know that. And you're going to be practicing ready for a football game. You could still be hospitalized. And you're trying to, you know, have your mind on the field.
We'll take a break. Last call for phone calls. What we learn, what's in store tomorrow, right after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller. It would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy, or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time, so saddle up for all the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right there on the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with the code DP. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER, 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at DKHorse.com.
Last call for phone calls. What we learn, what's in store tomorrow. Former All-Pro defensive end Marcellus Wiley will join us on the program. We got this day in sports history coming up. We tried to cover everything. You know, we're not supposed to, you know, display our emotions. It shouldn't be the story. But, you know, sometimes it gets the better of me. I've done this a long, long time. And I'm watching and I realize that this is something really bad. And I've been on sidelines before and I've covered events. And when you see guys get injured, but you got your mom there, he's 24 years of age and he's fighting for his life. Man, it hit me hard. And especially this morning. And, you know, Paulie has a great feel on news stories. And, you know, he reminded me, and Seton did too. They offered, you know, really great perspective of you can't make it about your emotions about what happened. and they're right. And we're supposed to cover a story, not be part of the story we're covering. But sometimes, you know, I color outside the lines with this. Yeah, you know, I try to do it that way. I hope that we try to do it, you know, as professionally as possible. But there are times when, damn, I'm just like you. It hurts. I don't understand it. You get mad. You're sad. You know, there's just a lot of different emotions you throw into a blender sometimes, and you have no idea what's coming out. But really, I love the phone calls today. You added to the story. We had questions today. We still have questions. But also, you know, you try to measure your commentary. You know, I want to take all the information in. I don't want to point fingers. I want to understand why we might be pointing fingers and get that information here. So we're careful. We're professional with this story. And a long-winded way of saying I'm not supposed to make this about me, and I just made it about me. Congratulations. Paulie, do we have something from...
Very little. Ian Rappaport, the NFL Network, has a statement from DeMar Hamlin's family. Yeah. And you don't have to read the whole thing, but there's no medical updates in it. They say thanks to the teams, to the medical center, to the staff on the field. Please keep DeMar in your prayers. We release updates as soon as we have them. Thank you, the Hamlin family.
Okay.
That was just released.
Okay. Thank you. Let's see. Anything else that we missed today? I'm exhausted. You're just like, oh, man. You don't want a show like this. I can't wait for some good news today at some point with him. Yes, Mark.
On a lighter note, the Nets won 12 in a row.
I know. Nobody cares.
Nope.
Even if this didn't happen, nobody would want to talk about the Nets.
Not one bit.
They would probably talk about LeBron had a great game. And did they win?
They did.
Okay, then they would talk about that. But yeah, Donovan Mitchell scoring 71 points. Yeah, Mark.
And Mbappe was at the Nets game too. See, all this star power.
Okay. Yeah, but Nets are winning and nobody cares.
I wonder if Mbappe could have walked into a Nets game in like a t-shirt and jeans and not been bothered.
Sure.
Yeah. And he's the third most famous soccer player on earth.
Mm. Yeah, probably so. Yeah, see.
Isn't that kind of like the, you said they just won, the Nets won 12 in a row and nobody cares. Yeah. Isn't that kind of the best case scenario for the Nets?
Yeah, just keep winning and nobody cares.
I mean, we said it, I don't know, last week when they'd won like 9 in a row or something, where it's like, hey, notice how there's no drama, there's no headlines, they're just winning? That's like, all right.
Nobody wants to talk about
it. Keep it up, fellas. Yeah.
It was like, nothing to see here. They won 12 in a row.
No Twitter beef with KD.
No.
Kyrie's got everything in check.
Kyrie's playing nice with everybody.
How's Ben? Any big shots missed? Nice. Okay. All right.
Everything's good. This day in sports history, Paulie.
I got a few. In 1941, the NCAA had a new rule that permitted free substitution of football players. It was more like soccer back then. You have limited substitution. This is a fun one. For the first time in NHL history, a goal was scored, and all 3 points came from the same family. Reg Bentley, brothers Max and Doug, goal and assists from the same team. There's always a Wayne Gretzky, and anytime there's winter, Wayne Gretzky in 91 scored his 700th goal. Tony Dorsett of the Dallas Cowboys made the longest run in scrimmage for NFL history. He ran 99 yards in a game against the Vikings. That was 1983. Here's the quiz. The Cowboys only had 10 men on the field. Their fullback forgot to check in the game on that. Can anyone name the fullback for the Cowboys in 83 who did not check in the game?
Robert Newhouse.
No, but it starts with an R. That's a good guess. Ron Springs.
Former Ohio State?
I think you're right on that.
Maybe Ron Springs.
2005, Lynn Swann declared his candidacy for Pennsylvania governor. Mm. How did he not win?
Mm.
People love Lynn Swann.
On this date, 1993, Frank Reich led the Bills from a 32-point deficit to beat the Oilers in overtime. Biggest comeback in NFL history. Also, on this day in 2007, this person resigned as the coach of the Miami Dolphins. Yeah, Paulie?
Nick Saban. Bleep, 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 bleep. Yeah. And the day before, he said, I'm not going to Alabama.
I'm not going to Alabama. Well, he wasn't going to Alabama that day. The next day, he was going to Alabama. go around the room, what we learned on the program. Todd, I'll start with you.
Donovan Spida Mitchell scored 13 of his 71 points in overtime last night against the Chicago Bulls.
Thank you, Todd.
Welcome.
Seton?
Joe Dannemann's done a hell of a job the last 12 to 15 hours.
Yeah, he has. Yeah, he did a great job. Did a great job, and we're glad to have him on. I think we learned a little bit more. Yeah, Marv?
Tulane wanted it more than USC.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. Paulie?
If you're up 8 in a bowl game at your own one-yard line, maybe don't run a read option in your own end zone. Just a thought.
Just go straight ahead.
Yeah, let's sit back in the end zone.
Just straight ahead. Let's quarterback sneak. Three times. Todd, what did I learn today?
You're wondering if Tua will or should play any more football this season for the Dolphins.
Style runs in the family. Athleticism runs in the family. Extraordinary runs in the family. The 2022 Mercedes-Benz range of SUVs. Learn more at MBUSA.com or test drive one at your local dealer. Have a better day today. Hug somebody today. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The boundlessly capable all-electric EQS SUV from Mercedes-Benz with available transparent hood technology. So advanced, it can see through sheet metal. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQS-SUV.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.